AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A young man whose cell phone video put a South Carolina police officer in jail on a murder charge says he gave the recording to the dead man's family because if it was his relative who had been killed, he would have liked to have known the truth. Faden Santana told NBC News tonight he thinks Walter Scott was just trying to get away from the officer's taser when he was shot dead. Municipal elections in Ferguson, Missouri have generated a lot of optimism in that troubled town.
Months after the first calls for change, three new faces for Ferguson City Council. Two of them are black. For the first time, the city's six-member council reflects the city's diversity. This election, the first municipal election since Officer Darren Wilson shot and killed Michael Brown.
What the last 8 months has done, it has shaped the focus for a new narrative of what has to happen here.
For a city still healing, visible signs of change. Alex Sands, Ferguson, Missouri.
Lawyers for convicted Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev will be trying to save his life in the upcoming penalty phase by arguing he fell under his late brother's evil influence. The 21-year-old former college student was convicted today on all 30 charges by a federal jury in Boston that will now decide whether he dies or spends the rest of his life in prison. Karen Burchard, one of those injured, is glad about the verdicts, but doesn't know if any of the families of the three people who died will have closure.
It's not something that you'll ever be over. You know, you'll feel it forever. There'll always be something that brings it back to the forefront. But we're all going to move on with our lives, and we're all going to get back to some sense of normalcy, hopefully.
No verdict yet in the Aaron Hernandez trial. This is AP Radio News. President Obama landed in Kingston, Jamaica just over an hour ago on his way to a summit of the Americas.
In Jamaica, the president's huddling with Caribbean leaders about energy and trade. But the trip's centerpiece is the Summit of the Americas in Panama City, the first ever that Cuba will take part in. In a pre-summit NPR interview, Obama said he hopes his decision last year to reestablish ties with Cuba will lead the communist island to open up.
I think there's a real opportunity here, we are going to continue to move forward on it.
Indeed, aides say instead of Obama having to defend an outdated summit lockout of Cuba, it's Raul Castro who will be on the spot over Cuba's human rights record. Mark Smith at the White House.
CBS says veteran newsman Bob Schieffer is retiring this summer. The 78-year-old Face the Nation host made the announcement tonight at TCU's Schieffer College of Communication, his alma mater. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.